week, the International Space University, based in Strasbourg, France, ended its first virtual Interactive Space Program, or ISP. The ISP is an online development program for scientists in different fields of expertise. It trains them to work together in groups using space resources to prepare for spaceflight and related projects. The ISP is structured to be like a real space mission. About a month before the 5-week program began, the groups received training on team dynamics and communication skills. They also learned how to use digital tools for sharing documents, team building, and social exchanges. 86 men and women, representing 30 different nationalities, took part in the latest interactive space program, called ISP 2020. The participants learned about all areas of study linked to space exploration. Like members of an actual spaceflight crew, they worked closely with space experts during the program. The director of the ISP 2020, Guktuk Karacaloğlu, spoke with VOA about the participants.
So ISU in general, not particularly this program, operates on a more almost intergenerational setting. So we have participants starting from new graduates at the age of 20, 21, and we have participants even in this program at the age of 60 plus who are senior managers in their institutions or organizations. And generally the average age is around 35. I can definitely say the network that we have at ISU, especially through our alumni, and we have alumni around 110 countries at the moment represented. That network is actually one of the driving factors for the people to ISU programs.
This year, 12 of the participants came from India, which has a growing space program. 4 of the 12 were awarded a scholarship honoring the Indian-American astronaut Kalpana Chawla. She was the first Indian-born woman in space. She was one of the 7 astronauts killed when the U.S. space shuttle Columbia broke up when re-entering Earth's atmosphere on February 1, 2003. Just like real astronauts, the participants were asked to complete a simulated space mission. Karacaloğlu explains.
The topic of this year, this particular program, is how space, space technologies, space assets in general, can help the current and the next future pandemics to solve the situation.
On many days, the program began with a talk by an expert from a space agency official or representative. Alumni of the program talked to the participants at other times. One of its most famous alumni is American Jessica Meir. She spoke with the participants this summer about her work with NASA, the U.S. space agency. Meir was part of the first all-female spacewalk in history. The interactive training also involved practical aspects of space and health crises, including pandemics. The participants were given a chance to use satellite and communications technology. Other areas of study were artificial intelligence and medical fields. Speakers talked about business, international cooperation, and other issues. These talks were followed by individual and teamwork activities. ISP participants worked in teams with members in different time zones. They studied space and health issues related to pandemics. Karacaloğlu said the teams closely examined 4 areas.
One is how to monitor pandemics from space. The second one is how to mitigate for a future event, how to prevent, and how to be prepared. So actually we have these four different teams, each team actually going much more into depth in each of these areas.
As part of the ISP 2020 experience, the participants were required to perform activities not directly related to space exploration. They had to grow food, cook something, get physical exercise, such as walking a certain distance, and plant a tree. Working with speakers of other languages made them communicate better in English. Working across time zones made them understand how astronauts feel as they circle the planet during a typical workday. At the end of the program, each team produced a report and made a presentation on how space can help fight pandemics. The university says the presentations were given to representatives of the World Health Organization and decision makers from around the world. I'm Jill Robbins.